these are violations of justice. This violates not only the rights of real married people who have a right to that word, whereas other people don't, but it violates the rights of children. It violates God's rights because it violates the natural law. So there's a lot of violation of rights going on there. Yet these people say falsely that they have a right to do this. And this is where you get these conflicting claims. Now, how does that have to do with the common good? If the common good of society is that we come together to live virtuously so that we might achieve our happiness, if that's the common good, and that's the real common good, then when you have two sodomites who say they're going to be husband and husband, and they're going to adopt children, that violates the common good because it's a total and complete contravention to the virtue that is to exist in marriage, to the virtuous use of the marital act, to the virtuous use of bringing up children in this world. You know, parents perform a very necessary function for the rest of society. They procreate first, and then they educate the children. Ideally, as their obligation, is teaching them the life of virtue, so that they can be a virtuous citizenry. That's a very important role that parents play in society. That's why marriage is the building block of society. Marriage, which is antecedent to the state, is to be protected by the state as one of the state's fundamental obligations. Yet when we concede to two sodomites or two unnatural women the word marriage, and worse yet, even the ability to adopt innocent children and corrupt them with their sick vice, that is a complete reversal of the common good. That is not the pursuit of virtue. That is not the pursuit of happiness. It's a pursuit of misery. Another example, the false mercy cult. I like to call it the mercy monster. The mercy monster that eats up justice. For instance, Amoris Laetitia, in the famous evil passage of it, where it violates the church's teaching on marriage and says that those who are divorced and civilly remarried, aka not validly married, and who are living objectively in a state of adultery, can receive Holy Communion without confessing their sin. That's a violation of three sacraments: holy matrimony, the Holy Eucharist, which is God himself, and penance, the sacrament of penance or confession. So we've violated three sacraments there, and that's an unjust attack. And it's all done, notice, in the name of mercy. So it's a false mercy that violates justice. Mercy can sometimes mitigate the rigors of justice. For instance, out of mercy, a criminal sentence could be shortened. He might be given pardon and so forth. These are all things that were practiced in the days of Catholic kings, the ages of faith. But that's not a complete violation of justice. It's a mitigation of the full severity of justice. And mind you, this was done in a time when justice was actually severe. Nowadays, we don't have such severe punishments. And by the way, it's only in a society that has capital punishment where it can be seen as an act of mercy when a criminal who is given capital punishment is given a reprieve. When you violate justice, you actually also do away with the real concept of mercy. Mercy only makes sense in a context of a just society. The failure to preach to the Jews, and I'm bringing this up not to be controversial, but I was just reading something the other day where Cardinal Koch, the head of the Office of Ecumenism, whatever they call it, in the Holy See, the Congregation for Interreligious Dialogue, was talking about how the church has no mission to evangelize the Jews. Well, if that's true, and it can only be true in the sense of the official organs of the Holy See right now, doesn't have an office set up to do this. But of course, the church has a mission from God to preach to the Jews. St. Paul preached to the Jews. The apostles preached to the Jews. Even the doctor of the Gentiles, as St. Paul was called, who was a Jew, preached to the Jews and said he would be an anathema, so that is a castaway, so that his nation could convert and accept Christ. So this is an injustice, and it's also a lie, too. Moving on, immigration, I talked about that. You know, poor as borders, a nation has a right to defend its borders.